Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 428. Visible translated text is as follows. Down. And he says, "Well, that one you say didn't come back down. She come into my office a while ago and wanted to know something about her work in my office. And I went back there to see if the little girl's work had come. And I wanted to be with the little girl, and she refused me. And I guess I struck her too hard, and she fell and hit her head against something. And I don't know how bad she got hurt. Of course, you know I ain't built like other men." The reason he said that was, I have seen him in a position I haven't seen any other man that has got children. I have seen him in the office two or three times before Thanksgiving, and a lady was in his office, and she was sitting down in a chair, and she had her clothes up to here, and he was down on his knees, and she had her hands on Mr. Frank. I have seen him another time there in the packing room with a young lady lying on the table. She was on the edge of the table when I saw her. He asked me if I wouldn't go back there and bring her up so that he could put her somewhere, and he said to hurry that there would be money in it for me. When I came back there, I found the lady lying back flat of her back with a rope around her neck. The cloth was all around her neck, and part of it was under her head like to catch blood. I noticed the clock after I went back there and found the lady was dead and came back and told him. The clock was 4 minutes to 1. She was dead when I went back there. And I came back and told Mr. Frank, and he said to go back there by the cotton box, get a piece of cloth, put it around her, and bring her up. I didn't hear what Mr. Frank said, and I went on up there to hear what he said. He was standing on the top of the steps, like he was going down the steps, and while I was back in the metal department, I didn't understand what he said, and I came on back there to understand what he did say.